Have your parents ever tried to scare you with the story about the kid who cried wolf? Did that story ever stop you from lying? For that matter, when and why do kids pick up lying? So let's look into a recent study.
Yes, the recent study was conducted by Lee Khan, the professor at Department of Applied Psychology and Human Development, Toronto University. He and his team have spent 20 years trying to figure out how kids learn to tell lies. And the result showed that actually 85% of the times they can detect a certain kind of lying. And when kids grow older, the number of lies they tell is also increasing. So at the age of 3, kids have learned to tell white lies as a form of courtesy. And at the age of 4, they tell lies as a form of flattery. 9, a form of benefit of collective. And 9, also learn to lie for humanity. So basically, kids know how to lie from a very young age.
Yeah, someone needs to tell this Professor Lee Kong the playground rules I was taught. That is, no one likes tattletales. All right? But anyways, he's exposing all of us kids, you know? Who hasn't lied as a kid? No, Mom, I was doing my homework, I swear. But then I was actually playing my video games, Mom. Now you know. Boom! She's probably like, dude, I knew. What are you talking about? Anyways, here's the thing. There are these lies called black lies.
Is it like the black plague?
Not at all.
Okay, so explain to us.
Black lies are told for selfish reasons and focus, and was the focus of Lee Kong's research. Lee Kong? Anyways, they were surprised to find that some kids begin to tell such lies at the age of 2. What is a black lie? Like I said, it is a selfish lie. So, here is a good story. Do you guys know Christine, the arch villain? Well, even when she was young, she was up to no good, telling black lies. She even told me a story before the show that before her parents would get home, maybe she should be doing her homework, but she was watching TV like Christine would do, you know, not doing her homework, not obeying her parents like Christine should does. Anyways.
It sounds like something a lot of kids would actually do.
I also did this
Christine
too, actually.
Was
Christine's
sneaky.
Not so bad, okay? Anyways, moving on. So, what did you do to cover up your black lie?
Well, I didn't do anything.
No,
but Christine,
you tell me what you told me.
But Christine used to have the very thick kind of television, like a huge box kind of television at home. So the television would warm up if you continue to watch it, use it. So parents would normally go back home and touch the back of the television to see if the kids were actually doing their homework or watching TV. So what Christine did was pretty clever. That is to cover a wet towel on the back of the TV and simultaneously using a fan to blow cold wind to the TV so that it will cool down faster. But the problem is, if Christine didn't detect the family member parents coming back home soon enough, you can see this
busted
little shadow of water thing on the back of the TV. So
Chris
didn't even need to touch it anymore. Oh, so sad. Christine was a little sad.
So you can understand how much of a... A, this was a black lie, and B, she really tried to sell it.
Really tried.
For me, I think, you know, when I was a kid, I told black lies. I think everybody tells black lies. Sorry. You know, we're nobody's just a saint, okay? Some of us are saints and sinners. We do good and bad things and tell lies sometimes. I think when I was a kid, if my mom caught me, like, making a mess, or there was a mess in the kitchen, and she's like, hey, who did this? I had a sister. Scapegoat, always easy to blame her. I was like, Dominique totally did it, Mom. Look at her. She just looks guilty. And my sister just gives me this furious look. Later, I would get beat up, but at least, at least I got away with, you know, the lie.
Or did you? Or maybe they
were
just cutting some
slack.
She's
2 years older than me, so she could beat me up back then. She creamed me.
It's really interesting to...
But it was worth it to see the look on her face.
you're a naughty boy, to say the least. But certainly, when you look at the studies these days, and it seems like, surprisingly, at least to me, that most kids lie, and some kids lie a little younger than those, than some of his or her peers.
2 years old. But, you know, I feel like me and New Hong Lin have really cleansed ourselves and revealed these, you know, black lies that we've told as kids. And I think we feel much better about ourselves.
Yes.
Young, would you like to do some cleansing? Cleansing of your own?
Well, I am a very...
Or are you just a saint?
A healthy person. So I don't have any... cleansing or
sounds
detox.
Sounds like the black lies are still the black lies are still going on.
But Neil Holland, the little story you just shared with everyone, I feel so many of us feel that. That sounds super familiar. I remember for Hoyoung back in the day.
Yeah.
I think I almost got like supersonic or super sensitive hearing because because of practice, because I was doing all kinds of stuff at home. Oh, I enjoy the freedom when I rule the household when parents are away. So I had to cover my tracks. So I would always be so sensitive to the noise of footsteps that comes towards the door, and then I would need to clear everything up.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go into details in the matter of less
seconds.
Than 10 seconds.
Yes.
So I think my ability of hearing has probably become much more enhanced due to that experience. So there's my confession.
and we all feel better now.
Yes.
Good job, Roundtable.
But I think when you grow up, sometimes you are forced, not really forced, but you have to tell some lies, and it's hard to tell they are black lies or white lies. It's not that always that line between a so-called good lie or a bad lie. But I think it's okay if kids started to learn how to lie, as long as they know they should take responsibilities to whatever choice they made.
Yeah.
And I think that would be my education tips.
Keep in mind too, white lies are always portrayed as a bad thing, but let's the classic white lie defense is, your best friend's about to get married. Maybe she looks a little rough because she's been crying or something happened. And she says, how do I look? Do you tell her, oh my God, you look gross. Get out there and get married, you cow.
What?
No, you would never say that. You'd say, oh my God, girl, you look stunning. Let's do this. Let's change your life. White lie.
Yeah, but there's other ways to do this instead of
I know. I'm not good at white lies. I'm not good. Obviously, I'm not good at white lies.
You made a white lie.
Call someone else
into
the room.
Sound like a black lie. just maybe help her up out with makeup or something like that. But certainly, according to studies, it seems like what matters when it comes to kids lying is actually their EQ and also self-control. Mm-hmm. And a lot of kids, as they grow older, they start to conform to social norms and social discipline as such. And lies become less prevalent, or maybe just a new kind of lie.